We're going to share a screen so you'll see the Yomi on the screen, the Mishnah Brura. As you see over here, these are nice pictures, but we're also going to show you the beautiful Mishnah Brura's on there as well. Here is the Mishnah Brura text. Everyone should be seeing it, right? Is that correct? Everyone sees the Mishnah Brura text. Thumbs up. Excellent. Here we go. We begin. As you all know, for those of you who don't know yet, the Mishnah Brura is down over here. The Mishnah Brura is on the Shulchan Aruch, and it sums up a lot of the halachas. And now we begin Dine Lulav. Before we start the actual Shulchan Aruch above, the Mishnah Brura has a little introduction. And it starts like this, Ksiv Batayra. It says in the Torah, Ulekachte lachem b'yom harison pri eitz hadar kapos temarin banaf eitz avos v'arve nachal. It says in the Torah that on the first day of Sukkos, you take a pre-eitz hadar. We'll see what that is very soon. Kapos tamarim, which is the kapos of a date palm. We'll see what that is very soon. The anaf eitz avos. We'll see what that is very soon. The arve nachal. And the brooks of the willows of the brook, just the opposite, the willows, the brook willows, the kiblu chachamenu. And what are these things? So there's a mesira for all these four things, for the pre-eitz hadar, the kapos tamarim, the anaf eitz avos, and the arve nachal. What is the pre-eitz hadar? Zehu esrog, the citron. That is the esrog, pre-eitz hadar. Shetam eitzo upirio shava. It's a unique type of fruit where the eitz, where the tree and its fruit is the same. Now, someone goes and bites into the bark of an esrog tree, it won't taste like the esrog. So what does it mean it's the same? Because an esrog, as you know, inside is a white rind. It's not like a lemon, it's very juicy. There's a white rind inside that if you bite into the inside of the esrog, it tastes like the bark of its tree. And it also says ksiv hadar, pre-eitz hadar, sheyenar the hadar, that the esrog has to be pleasant and beautiful, b'taro v'gidulo, both in its appearance and in its form. And this is what's called hadar. All the dalaminim need to be, and it's learned out from esrog, that all the dalaminim have to be hadar, have to be pleasant and beautiful, and if not, it will be puzzle. The alderach sheyizbar will see this coming up in Siman Tuf Reish Mem Ches. Ulefi, you see everyone see the cursor. Ulefi shekol elu harban kuvin bepasuk, and since all these dalaminim are same pasuk echad. They learn out one from the other, the alkane, and therefore kol arba minim, all the dalaminim, umuhadarim. They have to be both pleasant and beautiful. And that's why, for example, if you have a dry esrog, that's pasul because it's not hadar. If you have what's called yavesh, a yavesh esrog, a yavesh lulav, Yavesh Hadasim, it lacks in what's called Hadar. And we're going to see throughout the next couple of Simanim that there are going to be different types of Psulim, that Pasul, Lulav, and an Esrog. There is the Psul of Hadar, and there is the Psul of where the actual Esrog or Lulav itself is defective. And it makes a difference if the psul, if it's pasul, if it's invalid because it's not hadar, or if it's invalid because it's not a good lulav, because it's defective. There'll be nafka minas, there'll be differences. Some might be, if it's a psul of hadar, it might only be pasul by yom arishon. It might be good on the second, third day, we'll see. Val derashi is bar lakama, and this is all part of the introduction, we'll see is coming up. Kapos tamarim, hein anfei ha'ilan, shegedelin bo tamarim. The kapos tamarim, this kapos, which we'll see what it means in a second, of the date palm. They are the Anfei Ha'ilan Shegidelin Bo Tamarim. These are the branches of the palm tree that the dates grow on. Kishi Yitzmechu. It's when these branches have just started to grow. Kodem Sheyiskashu Ha'olin Shelahen. Right before they start getting harder. The Yisrachu Lekan Lekan Rachok Min Hashidra. And they start spreading away from the spine. If anyone has ever seen a palm tree, you'll see a lulav, right? The lulav that we have is really the branches before they spread out. It's all shooting up like one, like he says, Ela Kishiyah Kimo Sharvit. It's like a scepter. It's like shooting up, and the leaves are still, right, laying one on top of the other on the spine going up. Vuhu anikra, and this is what we call zelulav. This is the lulav. V'anaf eitz avos hu hahadas. And the anaf eitz avos, that is the hadas. What is the hadas? She'alav chupin es eitzo. As you all know, in the hadas, the leaves surround the stem. That is the hadas. It's a unique type of branch where there are three leaves on all sides that basically cover the stem. That's what's called mishulashin. As you all know, you have to look for hadasim that are three leaves all connected around the stem that cover the stem. Upratav yizbar b'simin tafresh memvav. We'll see that coming up in tafresh memvav. V'arvei nachal, and arvei nachal is what we've been calling the willows, right, of the brook, right? It's the willows in the nachal. And the obviously, we all know that the aravos that we take aren't necessarily next to the nachal, next to the rivers, next to the streams, next to the water. But why it's called arvei nachal, bayar b'simen tuf reish mem zayin. So now we begin. And it's going to start off with the dinim of lulav. So we saw there are four minim. Lulav, esrog, right? Esrog, lulav, hadasim, and aravos. And he starts out with lulav. What are the requirements of a lulav? So he says, now obviously the ideal lulav is, as we said, where everything is lined up beautifully, nice and pretty, all the leaves are resting, shooting up, and resting on the spine of the lulav. But what happens if it's nifridu olav zeh me'al zeh? You have a lulav where the leaves basically moved apart one from the other, but lo velo nidaldalu ka'alei acharios. But they did not disengage like mature palm branches yet, because as we said, when the palm branches start maturing, they start to harden and start spreading off away from the spine. So even though they moved apart a little bit, it's kasher afilu lo agado. It's going to be kasher even though it is not tied up together. So I'm going to show you guys a picture right now of this. One second. If you look at the following pic right over here. So right over here, you see, this is what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Okay? The leaves are not drooping at all. They're spread out a shtickle a little bit, but they're still going up. Okay? So these are good. They're kosher. We're going to see now in the Ramah that although this is kosher, it's not a lulav that you should take. Okay? Especially because once you got it like this, it might start looking like this or like this, and then it's going to start being in trouble. Okay, let's go back now to the Mishnah Brura and or the Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah, for those of you who don't know yet, the Shulchan Aruch is the Mechaber Yosef Cairo, and the Ramah comes and he goes ahead and he continues on for us Ashkenazim. The Ramah usually adds Ar Minhag Ashkenaz, Hagah. Umikomako mitzvah min amufchar belulav she'ein alav prudos legamre. He says, however, the mitzvah min amufchar, the ideal way to take the mitzvah to do the lulav is not to rely on any lulav that's spread out at all. She'ein alav prudos, where the leaves are not apart, legamre, they are totally together. That's the lulav that you should look for. Let's look now. Now we see Aleph, Shenifredu, Hainu, Kemo, Anfe, Hashevet, She'omdin, Prudos, V'yecholin, La'agdan. He says these are just regular offshoots of the branches of the palm, that they're standing a little bit apart, but they're still all going up, where you can, in theory, all right, tie them up together, and it will rest upon, still rest upon the spine. If you have that, again, as we saw in the Ramah, it's not good lechatchila. Lechatchila, you shouldn't take it, but it's still going to be kosher. Specifically, because look at Sif Katan Beis, because velo nidaldalu nidladlu kaalei acharios. Because it did not yet disengage like a mature palm branch, because what? The teva acharios, the nature of these mature palm branches is shenifredu ha'alin v'nisrachagu arbe. What happens is, once they mature, they spread out the leaves, and they become very distant from one another. Uvemakoyim chiburan niskashu, and then what happens is, where the leaves attach to the spine, they become hard. And once they become hard, ein yichol la'agdan yachad, you can no longer move them together. And then it's going to be puzzle. Sif katan gimel. So the Ramah had said, it should not be prudos at all. L'chatchila, you should not even take, all right, the lulav that we just said, where the leaves are going up, but a shtickle spread out. Okay? Let's see. Mr. Brura, Sifkat and Gimel, Prudos. So he quotes now the Taz. He says, the Taz Hela, I'm going to show you the pictures of this in a second, but I'm going to just first get through the whole Mr. Brura. The Taz writes, Shema Shehichmir Arava Magid, Lemitzvah Min Amuvchar, Hudavka Echi Shekol Olav Tluyos Lamata, Rak sha'olinim alulav. The Taz says, really, it's not what the Ramah is saying. Because the Ramah is quoting the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah. And the Magid Mishnah, he says, who says that there's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar, he's not talking in the case that we gave. He's talking as follows. Hudafka eichi shekol alav tluyos lamata. He's talking where it's the leaves are a shtickle tilting downward, rak sha'olin im alulav, but they also go up. They also go up with the lulav, and in that's the scenario where lechatchila you should go ahead and take. You shouldn't take it. In other words, look at the picture here. The Taz says this type of lulav is good even lechatchila. When we say you shouldn't take it lechatchila, this is the lulav that's still kosher, but you shouldn't take lechatchila because it's going up but still drooping down. So that's kosher, but you should not take it lechatchila. But the Taz holds that this would be good lechatchila. We're going to see at the end of the Mishnah Brura, he's going to say this is no good at all. That's not going to be good at all. Let's see. Or that's not going to, put it this way, the Mishnah Brura is going to say that's not going to be good at all, the chatchila, even the one we just showed you. But the Taz says that that's good lechatchila. So that's what he says. Because the Taz maintains that what we're talking about in the lechatchila is when it's already drooping down, but also goes up with the lulav. But what's nitzrufu nifritzu olav shepasul? What's the case of nifritzu olav that is pasul? Hu kigon shenitlishu olav legamre min alulav. That's where the leaves totally come off the lulav. Oshetluyos lamata, or they droop down and they don't come at all up im alulav. Right? Vegam ein olin im alulav. Or where they disengage from where they're attached to the spine, but they're still attached. But they're still a little bit attached. Let's show the picture again. Now you'll be able to get the feel. So the Taz says, this is good lechatchila. From the Ramah, the Pashtus, as we're going to see, this is only good b'diyevet. The Taz says, this is good lechatchila. This is only what, okay, good b'diyeved, but what's going to be puzzle, like we're going to see in Sif Beis? Three types are going to be puzzle. If the leaves get totally detached, that's obvious. Or if they totally droop down, that's also going to be puzzle. That's what's called nifritzu olav. Or if they start separating, okay, from the spine, and they're a little bit, still attached at the bottom. All these will be puzzle lagamre. That's what we're going to see in Sif Beis tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have to, we're just going to finish up the Sif Katan so you can get to Mincha. Today is going to be a short one. We're going to have to move much quicker tomorrow. Let's just finish it up. So that's what he's saying. So according to the Taz, okay, those three in the middle were puzzle. And the lulav that is spreading out but going up totally is good even lechatchila. And that's what he says. Aval kol she'ein olav tluyos ela shekzatz nodel l'tzadin. But the Taz's opinion is, unlike the pashtus of the Ramah, even if the leaves are, okay, spread out, but as long as they're all going straight up, that's good. Afilu mitzvah min amuvchar, okay? He says, "Ein kan," meaning you don't have to worry about any mitzvah min amufchar. It's still going to be the mitzvah min amufchar. Still going to be okay. Amnam, however, but my Mordechai, v'chein bikure Yaakov, mikfak fakin al debrayataz. He says that my Mordechai holds that as follows, that that's not true. V'daitem kistimas harama, v'la mitzvah min amuvchar yesh li zayir. The Bikurei Yaakov goes with the pashup shah of the Rama, that the mitzvah min amuvchar yesh li zayir, to get the proper lechatchila mitzvah, shelo li tol lechatchila lulav, elim kein shoch ben al zeh, alav zeh al zeh. Unless the leaves are totally one on top of the other, below lit studin, and they are not spread out at all. So just, here we go. Look at the pics one more time, and then I'll let you go to Mincha. Look at the pictures one more time. So it comes out as follows. We hold that this is only good b'diyeved. The Taz holds that this is good lechatchila. The Taz says that this is what's good b'diyeved, and not good lechatchila. And all these, everyone holds, our puzzle, as we'll see tomorrow in Sif Beis. I need everyone to do me a favor so you can get the Bechinas. It's going to be very nice and easy today. Everyone, please go ahead and send, if you want to join the Yomi and you want to be part of the Bechinas, send me in WhatsApp, okay? You see me send you on the chats. Send me a WhatsApp with your email address. Okay, and obviously I'll have your WhatsApp as well, and write your name so I have your name, and your email address. And this way you'll get the daily bechinas and join us up for the big cash prizes. Thank you very much for joining us today. Sorry about the technical difficulties. The Mitzvah Shem tomorrow will be up and going. Have a great one, man.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you.